We will now hear from our first speaker, Kathy from South Jersey, who will speak on the topic of tools for sponsorship.
Thanks so much, Danielle, and thanks everybody for having me here today. I'm going to briefly qualify before I talk about resources for sponsors and sponsees. I started away in the 1980s. I embraced very quickly the idea of food addiction. I got really good at losing the same 30 pounds over and over again. I didn't embrace the steps or recovery, and I got good at relapse. In 1991, I went to rehab. I started a how-type food program, which eliminated five things from my food plan. I won't go into that now, but I got a sponsor and eventually became a sponsor. I had 2 years of back-to-back abstinence, but I stalled at step nine. I picked up. Now, I remember where I picked up. I remember when I picked up. I remember what I picked up. But for the life of me, I can't remember why I picked up, except that I'm a food addict. I started a long slide into what became eventually a 19-year relapse. I felt like a failure in a way, and I stopped going to meetings, and I eventually walked away from OA. I did come back 7 years ago because I didn't find anything that offered me hope other than OA. And I made a decision at that time to keep coming back, whether I was in recovery or not, whether I was abstinent or not. It took me 4 years to get any kind of consistent abstinence. I'd have a day, a week, a month, sometimes 6 months, but then I'd pick up. I heard a friend giving a beginner's meeting after my home meeting to a brand new person, and he said, relapse doesn't have to be part of your story. And that stopped me in my tracks because relapse had always been part of my story. But I started that night to change my belief system with two questions. One was, what if I didn't have to pick up? And the other was, what if I didn't have to relapse? I got a sponsor with whom I'm in contact to this day. I worked all 12 of the steps with her. I became a sponsor. I now have 2 years and 10 months of abstinence and recovery through the steps. I wasn't a very good sponsor at first, but I got better as I learned more. And what I'd like to do now is share my screen with you so I can share some resources available from OA for sponsorship. These are posted in the, let me see where it is. There we go. Also going to be posted as well as posted now in the chat. So take notes with that in mind. Let's see how I advance this. There we go. So first, why sponsor? There's a variety of reasons. You can take a look at these on your screen. Basically, I sponsor because it reinforces my program. And just like Dr. Bob says in his story, Dr. Bob's Nightmare in the Big Book, it helps pay back the person who originally shared the program with him. So I'm going to talk about three sets of resources. This is the first set and probably the most involved. Again, these slides are in the chat. OA sells on its website a sponsorship kit. This is a group of pamphlets and wallet cards and other resources available at this website, the bookstore at oa.org in the pamphlets section. It's basically a repackaging of some pamphlets you may already have. It currently sells for $3.50 plus shipping. The first pamphlet is called The Tools of Recovery, and that's one that you may have already and familiar with. Under the tool of sponsorship, it says, we ask a sponsor to help us through our program of recovery on all three levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. By working with other members of OA and sharing their experience, strength, and hope, sponsors continually renew and reaffirm their own recovery. Sponsors share their program up to the level of their own experience. The second pamphlet is called A Guide for Sponsors. This is a really cool pamphlet, and it has a series of 18 questions that it answers. I'm not going to read all 18, but I just wanted to highlight some. Should I be abstinent before I sponsor? How do I learn to sponsor? How much contact should I have with a sponsee? What should I do if my sponsee has a slip or a relapse? What should I do if I relapse? What do I do if I feel my sponsee is not making progress? How and when should I end a relationship with a sponsee? And then at the end, it gives 30 questions to ask to newcomers. 2 years ago in 2019, the South Jersey Intergroup did a sponsorship workshop, and we bought a number of this pamphlet, A Guide for Sponsors. If you are interested in receiving a free pamphlet by mail, just text this phone number. It's my phone number. Your first name and your mailing address, and we will send you a copy of that through the mail for free. And we'll have that number available a little bit later on, and it's also in the PDF on the chat. The third pamphlet is called Sponsoring Through the Steps. And it basically takes you through step by step how you can lead a sponsee through the step with questions to ask. It also has a section about encouraging sponsees to become sponsors. After I gave away my, there's the first address digging in the background. After I gave away my fifth step, my sponsor said that I could sponsor up to the level of my experience. I felt that was too soon, but I trusted her, and that's when I started sponsoring, and then I completed the rest of the steps. The last two pieces are, wait for it, two pocket cards. Even if you're not sponsoring, these are great things to be aware of. Again, they're available on the OA website, oa.org. One is 12-stepping a problem, how to take a specific problem through all of the 12 steps. The other is called A Strong Abstinent Checklist and Writing Exercise. And both give you basically writing prompts or thinking prompts on what to do, you know, to double check your abstinence and to 12-step a problem. The next set, the second set, let's see, let me go down. This is interesting. It's a little frozen right now. Well, let me just go on. The next set of resources is on the OA website. And if you go to oa.org and look up sponsorship success, you'll come to a program page that has a series of 9 pre-recorded podcasts on sponsorship, different aspects. Thank you. Some of the things, let me try the slides again. No, not going. And there are different questions they answer. Why should you get a sponsor? How to break down barriers between both sponsor and sponsee. And one of our next speakers is going to talk about healthy boundaries in a sponsoring relationship. And what are some different sponsoring styles? Pretend the slides have moved forward to the third set of resources. And that's basically talk to other people. For people who are sponsors, talk to other sponsors on how they sponsor. I know I talk with my sponsor a lot of times about issues that come up for me as a sponsor and how to handle situations. For people considering getting a sponsor, talk to other people, maybe people that you like in meetings or people who has what you would like as a program, and talk to them about what their experience is as being sponsored. It's okay to interview a sponsor before you start a sponsorship relationship. Find out how they sponsor. See if you're a good fit together. Think about what you want out of the sponsorship relationship, and are you a good fit? So those are the 3 sets of sponsor resources. I did have a slide. Let me see if I can go back up. Nope. It's good and frozen. So let's take some time for questions and answers from you. And thanks for letting me share.